On August 22nd, the Cherokee Supreme Court decided to terminate all Cherokee freedmen citizenship rights and benefits. The freedmen have for years battled with the Cherokee Nation for tribal recognition in both tribal and federal court. The Cherokee, prior to the Civil War and forced relocation from their land base in the southeastern United States to Oklahoma, operated a slave-based economy. Once emancipated, certain blacks remained with the tribe and would come to be identified as Cherokee freedmen, tracing back to the Dawes Rolls, a federal census of Cherokee taken circa 1900. Marilyn Vann is a lead plaintiff. She's black, Cherokee, Choctaw, and Chickasaw. She points to the Treaty of 1866, which granted freedmen Cherokee status.
Well, the treaty language says that those free blacks, which were mixed African Indian people, pretty much, as well as those freed slaves who, various ancestry, who were living legitimately in the tribal nation in 1861, either as a free black or a slave, would have all the rights of Native Cherokee, including voting, holding office, that sort of thing like this. So this is the agreement that was signed back in 1866.
Larry Echohawk, Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs in the Department of the Interior, in his order Tuesday, cited the treaty to Acting Cherokee Chief S. Joe Crittenden, saying abrogating freedmen rights is unconstitutional and that the tribe must reinstate full rights of citizenship.
Well, certainly so. When the U.S. government, which has plenary power over Indian tribes, more or less states that the freedmen people, the treaty is valid and is opposed to the tribal government conducting elections without freedmen participation, certainly that's wonderful. After all, the U.S. government is a signer to the treaty.
Marilyn Vann says she does plan on voting in the upcoming tribal elections for Cherokee chief, although she would not say for whom. She did say incumbent Chief Chad Smith is not a friend of the freedmen. Case in point, in 2006, he disbanded the Judicial Appeals Tribunal, Cherokee's highest court, after it ruled the Cherokee freedmen were entitled to citizenship. Vann said Smith's opponent, Bill John Baker, does not support freedmen's rights either. But then, nor do a majority of Cherokee voters, who in 2007 had 74% voting to strip freedmen and other non-Indians of their Cherokee citizenship. But 3 years later, in 2010, the D.C. Court of Appeals held that freedmen were granted citizenship under that treaty of 1866.
Freedmen people, we would like for the U.S. government to protect our rights because the treaty of 1866, it says that the tribe passes unjust laws. The freedmen have the right to appeal to the president of the United States. And, of course, now if you appeal to the president, you do that through, your departments, your Department of Interior or Justice or such as that. Who do the administrative functions, on behalf of the president. So, yes, we definitely want the U.S. government to protect the freedmen people's rights.
In its order issued Tuesday, the federal government said unless freedmen are allowed to vote, the pending election for tribal chief won't be valid. The Cherokee freedmen filed a preliminary injunction earlier this month asking the federal court for relief in the matter, with the hearing set for September 20th, 4 days before the election. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.